This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Members of Temple Aaron in Trinidad are marking a milestone as Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins. The historic 1889 temple is on its way to becoming a national historic landmark. This comes 6 years after it nearly closed and was then listed as one of Colorado's most endangered places. Kim Grant manages that program and serves on the temple board. He says Temple Aaron is nationally significant.
It helps tell the story of the westward migration of the Jewish people into the southwestern United States as part of the broad pattern of settlement of the American West.
The federal landmark process is expected to be complete next year. Lawmakers on the state's Joint Budget Committee recently approved more than $3 million to bolster the state's response to the monkeypox virus. That includes $1 million to staff vaccine clinics and almost $800,000 for mobile vaccine units. To date, the state has recorded nearly 300 cases and 9 hospitalizations, but no deaths. The University of Colorado has drawn more than $1 billion in research funding for the 6th straight year. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Faculty attracted nearly $1.5 billion in research funding and gifts for research. That's up 1% from last year. Federal agencies award most of the research funding. The money paid for research such as categorizing cancer types, which could pave the way for more personalized cancer therapies. It also paid for studying chemical reactions during hypersonic flight. One researcher was awarded funding to use artificial intelligence to identify why and how materials break down in order to make the world safer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.